they're mixed rooms. Please make sure you're back for 7 to find out what's happening later. Thank you.
Ryan, are you ready to speak? You need to unmute yourself, brother, and then you're on. Are you there, brother? Hello, Ryan?
I'm starting my video.
Great, thank you. We look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Well, excuse me for the last 10 minutes. I've been... I've had to lie down because of my back is, I've got a bit of a broken back at the moment. But let me bring my show and tell. I'm going to have to do some adjustments here. Can everybody see that? Actually, let me. Can anybody guess what that is?
Nobody's put their hand up, brother, so you'll have to tell us.
All right, okay. Well, this is a bit of a silly thing. I've been involved with the Gateway Church finance team for the last 5 years or so, and I've just relinquished my rather unonerous duties, and as a token of respect and whatever, to show the generosity, the church have given me an ice cream maker. So that's my show and tell, guys. I told you it wasn't terribly spiritual.
That's great. We don't have to be spiritual at all.
No, that's good.
Have you used it?
No, I'm... We spend most of the day making the challah bread. So this is going to have to be tomorrow sometime.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if have you really finished. Do you want to say any more?
No, I'm seriously finished.
Okay. Does anybody want to ask any questions of Ryan about his ice cream maker, or if Joy is ready? It might be taking her a little bit by surprise, but
no, that's okay. Well, unfortunately, you know, we were talking about idols, and maybe my ice cream addiction is a bit of an idol, so I need to seriously contemplate that. But anyway, thank you for your attention.
Thank you, brother.
Yes.
I'm trying to unmute Joy, but I can't get a response from her yet. Joy, you need to unmute yourself as well as me doing it. Oh, someone's trying to do it for you as well. We need to not duplicate. There we go. Lovely.
So
thank you.
You are unmuted by host. Okay.
Great. So, sorry to put you on the spot a bit earlier than you're expecting.
That's okay. I came upstairs anyway. yes. Oh, my heart's going bang, bang, bang.
Right. You take a little bit of time to calm down because we're running ahead of time now.
That's okay. Yes, it's all to do with teddy bears. And it's all to do with my choir. I sing with the Plymouth Philharmonic Choir every Thursday evening. And of course, our last concert was cancelled, which is a shame. It's our 50th anniversary and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I have these teddy bears and I have them around my bath. People buy them for me, my husband, the children. And then lately I've been buying them myself in charity shops. So I had them all around the bath and I thought, well, I must name them. And I suddenly was talking to a Christian friend of mine. I said, I think I'll give them biblical names. So I have. So all the ones around the bath and in front of the bath are Old Testament characters, and by the side of the bath, they're all New Testament, okay? So I've got quite a lot. So I shall take my computer in there. And what I've done, because I don't have my choir now, I've started my own choir, and it's called the Teddy Bear Biblical Bath Choir. Okay, so all quite crazy. Can you still hear me?
Yes, yes, you're coming through very clearly.
Okay, right. So I'll take this in to the bathroom, and you might be a bit amazed. My husband's very good and puts up with my idiosyncrasies. So we start off here, and we have Adam. As you can see, he's got a little fig leaf there, and that's Eve, and that is Seth.
Joy, we can only see your towel at the moment.
Oh, okay. Can you see? Can you see Adam?
You need to bring it down a little more. Bring the camera down a little more.
I don't know how.
Just angle your phone down. That's it. Lovely.
Okay. Can you see him? Yeah?
Yes, thank you.
So that's Adam and Eve and Seth. And then here we've got Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and...
Angle it down a bit more.
Okay.
You don't have to lower the whole phone. Just angle it down.
And that's Hagar at the right. And then we've got Samuel there. And Jonathan, and Jonathan's baby, who I can't remember the name of, he's the cripple. And he's got a green bow tie because he was jealous of David. So green means jealousy, okay? And here we, can you see now we've got Noah? And that's the rainbow. And also the little one has got a rainbow tie there, and this is David and his first wife Micah, and then here, can you see them? We've got Moses and all his family. So Moses is there, and Moses's mother, Aaron in the middle. We've got Zipporah on the left, and we have Miriam in the middle, and Gothan on the right. And but why I've got all those bouquets is because when we have our concerts, we give the soloists bouquets and the men have wine. Okay, and in front here we've got Jethro, and of course he gave good advice. So to
angle it down a bit more towards the floor so that we can see Jethro. Lovely, thank you.
Okay, and there we have Pharaoh, and we have the princess who got Moses out of the water. Okay, so I have to get up now, and I found that a bit difficult. Ow, to do.
And you don't have to get yourself low down, just angle the phone down.
Okay, can you see them?
Yes, that's lovely. Thank you, Jordan.
Okay, so on the left there, we have the noble woman, Psalm 31. And then we have, I can't remember her name now, Jochebed, is it? And she rescued Joash, the king. And then we have Job, and we have Kezia, one of his beautiful daughters. Then we have Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. And then in the corner, we have the Queen of Sheba with all her goodies that she's going to bring to Samson, who is next, and Delilah. And then we've got Jacob there, Rachel, Leah, and we've got a little nasty one in the middle there, and he's green, he's envy. then we've got Rahab and Boaz. And the top, can you see Joseph? Can you see Joseph?
Yes, I've had to mute myself because I'm laughing so much.
Okay, I know, it's all crazy. That's what happens when you get old. You go back to your childhood. And then there's little Benjamin with him. And then underneath there, we've got Ruth and Naomi. And then we've got Ahab and Jezebel. Then next to them, the blue, is Esther. And then her uncle there.
Angle it down a bit more for us.
Okay. And there's the conductor of the choir, and he's King XXXus, whatever. And and he's got that nasty Haman sitting on his knee, and he's about to bash him before he puts him on the hangs him. And in the corner there, we have Deborah and Huldah, the prophetesses. Next to that, we have Cyrus, terribly rich man, and he's got Ezra and Nehemiah next to him. Then we've got Joshua and Caleb, and then we've got Rebecca and I'm going all funny now, I can't remember names, Jacob and the one who with the red hair. Up here now we have New Testament, and we've got Joanna all dressed up because she was quite wealthy. And then we've got Cornelius and Peter, of course. Then underneath at the bottom, there's quite a little crowd of them. And we've got Joseph of Arimathea, Lazarus, Martha, Mary, and Maximum, I think he's called. And I believe that Joseph of Arimathea was a tin trader. And they say he came to England to get his tin. And then maybe when Jesus died, he brought the family over. So that's them. And then we have here Simeon and baby Jesus and Anna. And then we have Elizabeth and John the Baptist. We then have, I think that's Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, I can't remember. And then we have Jesus's mother, Mary, and Joseph, and baby Jesus. Here we have, I think she's called Lewis, and Eunice, and Timothy. Here we have Philip with his four daughters. And here we have Simon of Cyrene and his son, Rufus. Here we have Andronicus and Junius, who were helpers with Paul. We have Lydia at the top there with her purple clothes. Then we have, what's his name? Philemon, I think, and Phoebe. And we have Titus and Jude. Here we have Priscilla, Aquila, and Apollos. And then we have the prophets, but they're all on a tree, because, you know, they get strung up because they bring the truth and people don't like it. So we have Elisha, we have Jonah on the right, his wife, of course, he was in the big fish. And then we have Haggai, Joel. Oh, and we have, what's he called? Zacchaeus is the little silver one, because he had to get up the tree to see Jesus. He's not a prophet, but there we go. And there we have Ezekiel, because he had to lie on his side for 390 days. And then over here, we have Paul and Barnabas. At the top, can you see? We have Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And also there's James and there's Salome, who is the mother of the two of them there. Why do I have down here a sheep and a goat? Well, I believe we're in the last days and God is sorting us out. And, you know, if we're going to follow Jesus with the sheep, if not with the goats. And then, of course, we've got the donkey who took Jesus into Jerusalem. So there are my teddy bears. I hope you enjoyed them.
Well, Joy, I've got one question for you.
Yeah.
How on earth do you take a bath? Wash your hands?
We don't. We have three more bathrooms. So
oh, well, okay.
We could if we wanted to, but we use the shower all the time. And also, all of them want to sing different things. Elijah wants to sing Elijah. Adam wants to sing the creation, and so on and so forth. I've got a whole list of what they want to sing. So they're being a bit of a problem. So I've got to form a committee and work out what we're going to sing.
Oh, you are hilarious, Joy. You've definitely given us the best laugh of the weekend. Oh, thank you.
Okay, bless you.
Bless you, son.
Oh, I've got Jail over here, and she's got a tent peg. and here we have Bathsheba and Solomon, and of course we've got the gazelle because of Song of Songs, and we've got Hannah, and we've got Samuel.
Barbara has a question for you. Can you take a question?
Okay.
Barbara, go ahead.
How do they sing? Do you sing for them, or or do you just imagine them singing? I'm interested in knowing how they sing.
Yeah, well, it just depends. My husband's the one, really. I sing, but he is very, very interested in music, and he's got a huge collection of CDs. So, you know, I can borrow one of those anytime and put it on, and in a different world.
That is just so creative, Joy. you know, for lockdown creativeness, you definitely win the biscuit.
Thank you.
Anybody who's disappointed about not being able to sing in their choir, we should take a leaf out of your book. Absolutely priceless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jackie, are we ready to move on? Or no? Nobody can say a word after that, Joy. Oh dear, and I've completely lost my plot altogether now. I don't know what's happening next, or can someone help me with a message where we are aiming to go next? It's 5:30.
I just say one thing?
Oh, please do.
Okay, along with all the list of things that they want to sing, then Mary Magdalene decided that she'd like to sing Berlioz's Requiem, and it's a great mass for the dead, and she wants to sing that for all the coronavirus people who died, which I thought was rather nice.
I'm sorry, Jo, I just... you say something serious, but I just can't stop laughing. excuse me if you think I'm being disrespectful.
I think my husband thinks I've lost it.
I think we might agree with him.
if he can't find me, he knows where he can. It's up in the bathroom and I'm tweaking my my little bears.
well, you've just delighted us all. John or Jan, do you have a...
I merely wanted to comment. It adds a whole new dimension to the concept of singing in the bath.
Oh, wonderful.
Take your hand down.
Well, Joy, you've lived up to your name.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to have a break, and we can break until supper time, which I'm presuming is 6:00. So everybody can have a break from their screens and walk around a bit and say, phew. If you want to be allocated into a breakout room for your meal time, then make sure you're back on with your screen, and then you'll be...